This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everyone, I hope you're keeping well. Recently, a video surfaced on social media where it shows a sales manager having a meeting with his sales staff in which he's yelling on top of his voice. He's lost his marbles in that video. He's screaming on top of his voice. He's not letting his sales staff come up and share their concerns and grievances. On the other hand, he is the one who's just setting out the targets for the team members, and all the team members are doing is just listening to him quietly and agreeing to whatever is being told to them. The sales manager can also be seen threatening some of the staff and also using foul languages. Now, these are all classic case study for any leader or anyone who aspires to be a leader. How not to be a leader, how not to be a manager in your life. Good leaders are those who create conducive environment for work. Good leaders are those who make the environment pleasant for the workers. Good leaders are those who make the environment productive for the team. Your role as a leader is not merely to take account of what has happened yesterday and what is going to happen today and whether you will meet the target by the end of the month, but rather your role as a leader is to ensure that your team feels motivated to turn up every day at the workplace with a positive frame of mind. Now, that is not an easy task for a leader. That's why you are a leader. You've been made a leader not because of your great past, your glorious past of doing great numbers and achieving huge sales number. You've become a leader because you have to show leadership skills at the workplace. Leadership skills are different from attaining sales numbers. They're totally two different things. That's why we say there's a difference between a manager and a leader. We always say that. A manager is only focused at short-term goals. A leader looks at a long-term picture. A leader is transformational in nature. A manager is more transactional in nature. He's more concerned about the immediate transaction. All of you must aspire to become a leader. That is positive. That's transformational in nature. Now let's come back to the topic for the day. We are talking about humor in leadership. Why is humor important and how you can inject humor? Look, amongst your roles and responsibility, one of them is to detoxify the environment. You have to make the environment pleasant. How can you do that? Apart from all the other leadership techniques that you're going to use, one of the techniques that you can use is to use intelligent humor. During your course of interaction, and this has to be something part of it, has to be part of your demeanor. It cannot be something which has to be put up. You can't just put up an act of humor. You can't just decide today I want to be Russell Peter. You can't do that. It has to be a part of your demeanor. It happens over a period of time. If you consciously try to soften yourself on some aspects of your life instead of just being too commanding, too dictatorial, you introduce a bit of humor in your leadership style, it is going to allow the environment to become conducive for work. It's going to create a sense of camaraderie within the team, and it is going to allow for open communication to take place. Because of these light moments, you will find that team members are freely interacting with the leaders, sharing the concerns that they're facing, sharing the grievances that they're facing, which makes it easy for the leaders now to resolve the problems and the issues that is being faced by the staff. So you see, the benefit of creating a positive and engaging environment is that you are able to interact freely with your staff, freely with your team, with your employees, and help them in attaining the targets and goals and objectives. Now, all of this can happen through all other leadership techniques that you have, but one of them is to inject intelligent humor. I said intelligent humor because I don't want any of you to be a Russell Peter and do a stand-up comedy. It has to be part of your demeanor. I hope you can inculcate those habits in yourself. And I thank you for watching this video. I look forward to your participation in future videos as well. Thank you.